Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorbin. Randy, good morning. We have news about a high-tech company with Rochester roots that went public last week.
Yes, good morning, Beth. That company is Datto, the Connecticut-based company, which has operations here in Rochester. In fact, it was started by an RIT grad, Austin McCord. It became a public company last week. They raised $594 million during the initial public offering. That was the top end of its IPO range. Datto, a provider of cloud-based data backup software and other technology solutions. Again, started by McCord, who likes the fact that a company like Datto is making inroads in this region.
I think we're really proud to be able to build a big, high-quality tech startup with like a really big IPO here on the East Coast. And I think that a lot of people wake up every day and they think like, man, the only place that that can happen is Silicon Valley. And that's just not the case.
Datto employs about 325 people in Rochester. That number has been growing since they moved into the Metropolitan Downtown building a couple of years ago. But with the COVID pandemic, all of them now working remotely. McCord says they're making that work for now, but he hopes someday many of them can get back to working together in offices.
You can run a successful business with everyone working remote, but people do want to see each other. There's a whole community and culture in being part of a company that is much harder to replicate in a remote environment.
McCord says the pandemic has helped Datto find ways to provide employees with increased flexibility in their work schedules, something that will continue after the pandemic is over. Governor Andrew Cuomo says that 8 additional companies in New York have received help from the state to produce needed supplies to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. That includes Rochester-based Carestream, the medical imaging company, which will receive $750,000 from the state toward a more than $1.6 million project. They'll be producing 135,000 face shields. The project also creates 5 jobs. As we told you last week, big plans unveiled for the former Xerox Tower and that entire complex, formerly known as Xerox Square. Galena Development purchasing that complex. They'll rename it Innovation Square, focusing on bringing hundreds of college students from multiple colleges into that campus downtown. It would also include commercial space for offices and retail. Among those praising the concept is Heidi Zimmermeyer, the president of the Rochester Downtown Development Corporation. She describes it as an explosively powerful project.
This is when you ask the question, what kind of a community do we want to be? This project is emblematic of that. It's collaborative. It's bringing young people into the center of the community. It's connecting with volunteer opportunities, job and entrepreneurial opportunities, co-ops, internships.
Developer Andy Galena hopes to have that project completed in less than 3 years. The Golisano Institute for Developmental Disability Nursing at St. John Fisher College, part of a new $1.75 million grant. It brings together 5 colleges and universities to address health disparities among people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Fisher has a healthcare task force, which includes faculty from the Wegman School of Nursing, the Mental Health Counseling Master's Program, and the Wegman School of Pharmacy. They'll be collaborating with the Institute on that grant. And Pactiv Evergreen, that is the packaging company which has operations in Canandaigua, has announced a new goal that by 2030, 100% of its products will be made with recycled, recyclable, or renewable materials. The company's CEO, John McGrath, says that consumers and brands are increasingly looking for sustainable packaging solutions, and he says Pactiv Evergreen is committed to meeting those market demands, the company describing itself as North America's largest manufacturer and distributor of food and beverage packaging. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbin.